Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, today, it's one day past the chance to join during the time that was my 35th anniversary month. That's right. It's over. It's gone. Bye. And the reason I tell you that is because I woke up sort of anticlimactically today and said, what do I talk about today? And I started thinking about it. You know, for the last 30 days, I've been pounding the rock as hard as I could about the fact that we've been here for 35 years helping people change their lives. And then you wake up one day and it's over. What's over, Del? That month, that one month that we can talk about, that anniversary of 35 years. And then I started thinking about it. Well, what do you do after 35 years? I go, well, what did I do after 1 year? What did I do after 5 years? What did I do after 10 years? What did I do after 15 years? And you get the point. I just kept doing it. I kept real estate investing. And this journey that I'm on, this journey that many Lifestyles members are on, starts somewhere. The day you decide that you're tired of working your life away and having nothing to show for it, to not have any net worth, to not have wealth, to not have the kinds of conversations we had the other night. We were out to dinner with, you know, four or five families talking about, are we going to do a generational trust or a skipping generational trust where you give the money not to your kids, to your grandkids? You know, if you're wealthy, and what happens if your kids, don't do the right things? And should that money go to the other kids? And what if one of the kids dies? Should the other kids get the money? What should happen? Right? What happens if there's divorce and somebody, you know, gets divorced? You give the money to the spouse that isn't your kid? You know, what? How do you design all that stuff? And I'm really, right now, I'm tongue-in-cheek. I hope you understand. This is really the conversation we had, which was kind of crazy. But that's a rich person's conversation. That's not your conversation. That's not the conversation. Somebody like, how do I pay my bills? How do I get along? How do I get to go on the next vacation? And hey, we were talking about this. Are we going to Sardinia? Are we going to Italy? Are we going to Greece? Where are we going? What's our next trip? Two guys were sitting there at a table, just got back from Germany and Austria. We had just gotten back from, you know, France. And wow, the lifestyle. And it all started with, okay, let's buy some rent houses. Let's buy some small apartments. Buy some larger apartments. And one more, and then one more, and then sell one and sell another, and then one more and sell another and one more, and you just keep doing it. And here I am, 35 years later, helping other people do this, and it's time to just do one more. Why is it time, Del? Because interest rates have started to go back down. That's a good reason. Not the only reason, but it's a good reason. Because a bunch of opportunities are popping up now because of people had paid too much for real estate in the last two or three or four years and got upside down on these deals, and they're starting to lose them and sell them for, you know, 40, 50 cents on the dollar. That's a good reason. But just the reason of building passive streams of income that will be with you for the rest of your life. So, well, you're already there, Del. Yes, I'm already at that point where I make more money than I actually need, more money than I could ever dream of having. And you say, well, why do you do more? Well, you do another one because money builds up, because you're maintaining the family asset that you're going to pass down generation to generation. You're doing it for other people now. You're doing it for other reasons now. You're doing it because it's the smart thing to do, because it's been the right thing to do. I see people all the time. You know, I was in the gym the other day, quite honestly, and a kid comes up to me, and I get this all the time, so I don't want to sound arrogant about this, but kid goes, man, you're incredibly well built. You're huge. How did you, and how old are you? And I go, look, I'm 70 years old. And he goes, I'll never get that big. I go, you can be that big by the time you're 18. I said, look, I was teenage Mr. Texas. You can be that in a few years. The real trick, though, is to stay that until you're 70 years old. So what do? Well, you eat like I ate when I was 18 years old. You train like I trained when I was 18 years old. You live life enthusiastically, and health is a paramount issue, like it was since I was 18 years old. Actually, since I was 14 is when I first started dieting and exercising. So diet and exercise, here I am. I'm 70 years old, actually 69, and I'm still in great shape. And I tell you that not to impress you, but to impress upon you, that's the way my financial approach is. That's the way my physical approach is, the way my mental approach is. It's everything. It's that you just get up and do the right thing every day. There's no such thing as a diet. There's just the diet I eat. I eat the right food. Do I go off of the right food? Do I ever eat something that's not perfect on the diet? Yeah, I do. It doesn't matter. My body doesn't even know what to do with it. It's like, wow, this is interesting. This was a candy. What we had the other day? Somebody bought us some German. Oh, they came back from Germany. They brought us some German chocolate. I go, wow, that's beautiful stuff. I enjoyed it. My body didn't know it was. Didn't care. I said, yeah, enjoy it. Went right through me. You know, it's just because if you do the right thing, you say, how do you stay married for 50, 60 years? You do the right thing. And of course, you pick the right person up front, but then you do the right thing. Marriage and financial conditioning and physical conditioning and mental conditioning all have to do with getting up every day and doing the right thing. And it just sort of struck me that, okay, the 35th anniversary is over, the hoopla's over, the screaming, yelling, the parades, all the banners are gone. And what do? I get up and do the exact same thing I've done for 35 years. I get up and do a radio show. I get up and eat my breakfast, which is the same for 35 years, right? I'll get up and go to the gym today and work out, same as it's been for 35 years. We'll go looking for birthday presents because my entire family seems like they have their birthdays in October. We call it the birthday season, right? So my daughter, my wife, myself, and a grandkid all have birthdays in the same month. So it's like boom, 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 birthday season. And we take care of that like we always have. And you just go through life, and it's one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. But the difference is, where do you live? How much money do you have in the bank? What do you drive? And even more important, how financially secure do you feel? Do you go to bed each night knowing that you're going to be safe financially? Do you get up every morning and not even worrying about it? You deal with money in life. Everybody does, but some people worry about it. I don't worry about it. And I don't want you to have to worry about it. But to do that, you're going to have to make some changes in your life. You're going to have to build some financial legs, man. You have to work them out. Work out your financial muscles a little bit. Build up your wealth. Build up your cash flow. Most of you don't even have any cash flow. My dream is that you could be as happy as I am and as financially secure as I am and that you could be as healthy as I am and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you accomplish all those? You start now. Take a step. Take another step. Take another step. Keep doing it, doing it. Now, let's talk about financial. One of the first things that I think that you're missing out on is something called cash flow. I don't think many of you have much cash flow. And I don't talk about, I'm not speaking about your job. I'm not talking about Social Security. I'm talking about, do you have any investments that actually pay you money every month? You should just wake up and there's money there, right? There should just be money available to you. If you got a rent house, tenant sends you a check in the mail. There it is, money. There's a lot that went into putting that rent house in place, which we teach you. But once it's there, it's just money comes in the mail. Why not? Apartment complexes do the same thing. Storage units could do the same thing. Even motorhome parks. Some type of asset that pays you money every month. Cash flow. And I don't think you really understand cash flow until you have it. I mean, it's just hard to even imagine that you get up every single day and go to work to earn money. And some people, we don't get up every day to go to work. And we still earn money. The concept of earning actual money, getting cash. Now, many of you have like an account somewhere. You have maybe a savings account or maybe you have a 401k. And you put money into the savings account and you put money into the 401k. And every time you put money in there, you're going, well, I feel pretty good about the fact that I'm putting some money aside. But I feel pretty bad that I don't have any money because I put it all aside. And you have to go through this vicious battle with yourself to save money away. where when you're a real estate investor, it's paying you to do it. It's a lot easier to be motivated about something when it pays you to do it instead of you paying out of your pocket to do it. It's a big deal. You need to be able to generate these streams of passive income. I started out with rent houses. Real simple. Had one, bought one, loved it, bought three more. Next month, I had four. Then I just kept buying them, one after the other after the other. And I saw an opportunity to go buy five of them, five duplexes together. That was 10 units. Wow, that was a great purchase. Really a great purchase. Made a ton of money on the deal. Loved it. All right together, right there. I started buying fourplexes because I could get four rent houses all together in one place. And literally, I bought fourplexes in fourplex communities, which was interesting because I could buy three fourplexes in one community, all right close to each other. And that was 12 units. It's almost like an apartment complex, but it wasn't because it was single family housing. A fourplex is a single family house. So you have a tenant that lives there just like a tenant in a regular rent house. Totally interesting situation. I found that the more cash flow I had, the more I wanted more cash flow. See, well, that makes sense, right? I think it's even more than just making sense. It's, can you imagine even having $2,000 a month coming in? You know, $500 a month would be nice. You just send an extra $500 a month every month, right? But $2,000 a month extra, just there it is. Now, remember, if you set these things up right, the tax situation is such that your depreciation should cover your income, so you're not paying any taxes on that money. It's just $2,000. And that's not even counting all the other benefits that are going on with this thing, right? It's just the cash flow. Now, once you had $2,000, you go, wow, if I can have two, why can't I have four? And the answer is you can. And then 10. And at 10, you're like, wait a minute, that's more than I make. That's more take-home pay than I take home. I take home, I make $100,000 a year, right? So I only take home $8,000 a month, or I make $8,000 a month, and I only take home $6,000 a month. I have surpassed my earned income. Now you have a real dilemma. What is the dilemma, Del? The dilemma is you get lazy. You're like, you know, I could just live on this passive income. Then I'd get up and go to work every day. I was working 12 hours a day in a health club. We got there at 9 in the morning, worked till 9 at night. Loved working in the health club. But that was the hours. That's the way the gym was open, 9 to 9. You had to be there to manage it. And then we worked Monday through Friday. And if we didn't sell enough memberships to pay the bills by Friday, we had to work Saturday, 10 to 6. So we had 5 days at, you know, 12 hours a day, which was 60. And then eight more on Saturday at 68. 68 hours a week. Wow. A lot of hours. And, you know, it's funny, when I was doing it, I was young. And when you're young, you can do just about anything to yourself and not really think about it. But, man, when I figured out how to make that much money, and I didn't make that much money, actually. I remember I was only making about $60,000-$70,000 a year at the time. So whatever that take-home was, $3,500 a month take-home, it was nothing for me to replace it. Now, I say nothing, I mean, compared to somebody trying to replace 20 or 30 grand a month in income, it would be tough to replace that much. But, you know, now we're sitting around the other night at this dinner, and people were complaining about, you know, well, just my wife's credit card is $30,000 or $40,000 a month. Go, what? You know, it's just craziness how much money people make that have money, and how little money people have that don't have money. So what is the difference? The difference is this: you don't own assets. You just don't own assets. And what assets you do have, you got stuck in an account somewhere that's not paying you any money. You're trying to pay off a house, which pays you nothing. You're putting money into a 401k, which pays you nothing. You're putting money in an IRA that pays you nothing. You know, whatever benefits these items have, they don't pay you any cash flow. Now, obviously, you need a place to live, but if you took all the equity out of your house, right, if you had that cash, the equity, and you went and bought a bunch of rent houses, could not the rent houses pay the mortgage for you? And now you have your house and the rent houses appreciating, paying out cash flow, maybe even retiring you. It's just the use of that equity. Where's your equity at? If your equity, dead equity, sitting in a house? We got a cute little ad out there right now where we've got a stack of dollar bills, which we're calling dead equity, and the family's yelling at it. Why are you not getting up and going to work every day? Why are you sitting around in this house here and wasting away? And he goes, well, that's my job, is to pay off the house and to create safety. goes, no, your job is to get out there and make money. And they're yelling at this little pile of cash. Great little ad. I love it. So we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the benefits of real estate investing. And after 35 years, why do I keep doing it? Why have I continued to do it for 35 years? And what are the benefits and so forth? As we get into this here today, I want to remind you right away, if you're just tuning in, that I've got three seminars coming up right now that you don't want to miss out on because, hey, you've been missing out on it. It's time for you to get in here and learn about this stuff. You've been listening to the radio forever. Now it's time to do something about it. Get up off the couch. First one is Houston, Texas. We got one coming this weekend, October 4th and 5th in Houston, Texas. You don't want to miss that. David Fisher's going to be teaching that. I'm in town, so I'll be saying hi to everybody also. Then we've got Honolulu, Hawaii, October 11th and 12th. David's going to leave here and fly out to Hawaii and do a seminar out in Hawaii. We do this once a year, so that's October 11th and 12th. You don't want to miss that one. And then Richmond, Virginia, November 8th and 9th. You can, if you're in the East Coast somewhere and you want to go to one local over there, you've got Richmond, Virginia, November 8th and 9th. You want to get involved in these, just text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007. And you can take a free workshop if you like and kind of learn what it is we do and what you would have to bring to the table to do this stuff to get good understanding. So we're back to the discussion today of, all right, you know, why don't you have any cash flow? Let's talk about something different. Let's talk about leverage. I just want you to imagine this. I know this is probably difficult. This is easier when you're in a room with a whiteboard and I could write this stuff down. But let's just think of this for a second. What if I told you to go borrow $1 million? Now, if you come to the seminar, I'm sure you had to borrow $1 million very easily. Okay, very easily. So you go borrow $1 million and we have to pay interest on that $1 million of 5%. Now, all we have to do is go out there and figure out how to make that $1 million earn 15%, which is what we teach you to do. So you go out there and you earn 15. You're paying 5% interest and your difference is 10%, right? You're paying 5, but you're earning 15. You're paying off the 5. You still remain 10%. 10% of that $1 million is $100,000 a year. So there you are. You retired. That's just, boom, that one transaction retired you. I mean, it's that simplistic to understand. Now you need to know, okay, how did we borrow the money? Well, we can, we do, we have, and we will always be able to borrow money, right? That's what real estate does. Real estate is self-collateralizing. It allows us to go use the real estate, not our credit, not our signing, not our ability to pay the note, the debt, but real estate to borrow the money. And that self-collateralization is what makes real estate different than most assets. Now, think about this. If you got $1 million worth of assets, you're going to have way more cash flow than if you only own one piece of real estate, one inexpensive piece of real estate, you know? So let's say you had to, you know, go out there and earn it the hard way. You're earning very low rates of return when you don't have leverage. When you put leverage in there, your rates of return go up much higher. And that is part of the secret of doing this, along with the fact that you need a lot of stuff. You need to own a lot of real estate and to get the type of cash flow you want. But not only that, let's talk about appreciation. You own this stuff and it goes up in value. And your tenants are paying the mortgage down, so you have mortgage reduction. So here you have all this debt, but the debt's getting paid off. So you can own this thing free and clear it over some period of time, 15 to 30 years. It gets paid down if you want to hold on to it that long. That's not really our approach, but it could be an approach. And then you have this massive asset that just keeps appreciating. So as it appreciates in value and as the tenants pay the mortgage down, you're sitting there eventually with some really large amounts of assets, right? Which gives you long-term security. As this stuff continues to get better over time, why does it get better? Well, because the mortgage is getting paid down and because inflation and appreciation, right? In fact, real estate hedges against inflation. How does real estate hedge against inflation? Well, quite simply, it is an asset that inflates with inflation. So as everything becomes more expensive, your real estate becomes worth more and more expensive because it will inflate along with everything else that appreciates. Now, why not gold, Dell? That's fine, except for one problem. Gold doesn't pay you a distribution. Real estate pays you a distribution. You're getting cash flow, and gold doesn't have cash flow. Again, your 401k doesn't have cash flow. Your paid off personal residence doesn't have cash flow. Your IRA doesn't have cash flow, right? Just so many reasons. Now, let's take one more reason. That's tax advantaged income. There is no other for-profit investment you can make that is as tax advantaged as real estate is. It's designed that if you do it correctly, you can earn your income tax free. Now you say, well, isn't it tax deferred? Yes, you're right. It's tax deferred. However, in the tax law, it is designed to where you can defer and continue to defer and continue to defer until you die. When you die, all the taxes go away. You say, well, don't my kids have to pay them? No. All the taxes go away. Your kids inherit the real estate in a stepped-up basis. All the taxes you didn't pay because of depreciation just go away. I know it's impossible to believe that. It can't be. They couldn't write laws like that. Guys, ever check with who's in Congress? You ever take a look at our government officials? They're writing these laws for who? For themselves, right? And I've heard that for 35 years. You know, they're writing the laws for themselves. You go, nah, come on, man. They're up there representing us. No, they're not. You know, I never really wanted to believe it until you actually see what goes on and see the stuff that they do. It's just mind-boggling, some of the things they do, right? Whatever. So that's an important thing. Tax advantages mean that you can earn 30 or 40% less and still have the same amount of output. Because if you have to pay, now think about this, you have to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes on a business. You start up a small business, you got to pay Social Security and Medicare. We don't pay any Social Security or Medicare in real estate investing. None. Second, you might have to pay income taxes. But with depreciation, we can avoid paying income taxes, put it off, depreciate our income, and pay no taxes on it. We still have the income. We still have the money. We just don't pay taxes on it. And we do that and continue to do that until we sell the property. And at the end of that time, we're supposed to recapture that. Except there's a law out there called a 1031 tax-free exchange. That tax-free exchange allows us to sell one property and move that tax burden that we should be paying, move it into the next property. And hence, we don't pay it. And we can do that as many times as we like. Just keep moving it and moving it and moving it. Now, there is another thing. Don't be confused. There's a personal residence tax exemption. I think it's like $500,000 that if you sell your personal residence, you don't have to pay tax on the first $500,000. But that's not what we're talking about. These are about investment properties. And Trump just passed the law where we have that big, giant first-year depreciation module that's available. Excess depreciation write-off all in the first year, just massive deduction. And if you don't take advantage of that while it's here, then you're really making a mistake. So you should get out there and get going. The market is prime for doing this stuff. Now, what if you don't want to do this? I don't want to be a real estate investor. Hey, think about diversification. What happens if the stock market crashes, right? What happens if the stock market, what are you going to do? Should you have some diversification in your portfolio of some kind, right? I mean, a couple rent houses, small apartment, shouldn't you have something that is diversified out of the stock market in case the stock market were to crash right about the time you wanted to retire? I mean, that would really be an upsetting little issue, right? If you waited to retire and then right when you went to retire, the stock market crashed, it'd be nice to have something else out there, a little diversification in your portfolio, right? Yep. Besides the fact you can earn that money tax-free, besides the fact there's appreciation, besides the fact you can leverage the income and end up with a much larger asset than you could any other way. Whew, man. And then there's one more aspect. the super secret aspect of real estate. Yeah, the one that makes many, many people rich very quickly. It is one of the most powerful tools you can use in real estate investing, and I'm going to share that with you in just a second. I want to make sure that if you've been sitting there listening to this radio show for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever it's been, it's time. Get off the couch. I've got three seminars coming up right in a row here you can't miss. You need to get started and learn this stuff and start building your passive streams of income. I've got one in Houston this week. This week, wow, boom, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Houston, Texas, 4th and 5th, October 4th and 5th. You need to get up. Get in here. Thursday night is a case study. Honolulu, October 11th and 12th. We have one, and David Fisher is going to fly out there for our annual Honolulu, Hawaii seminar. We have it once a year. And Richmond, Virginia, November 8th and 9th. So you got one on the East Coast, you got one way out west in Hawaii, and you got one right in the middle of the country here in Houston. No more excuses. Get to one of these. And by the way, if you're just absolutely the worst human being on earth as far as being able to do anything, then you can watch them by video. Watch this one this weekend by video in Houston, Texas. All right, so what is that thing you can't do with everything else? I want you to go to your stock broker, your market planner, whatever you call these guys you spend money and time with, and ask him to buy you 100 shares of Microsoft at 50 cents on the dollar. And he's going to tell you you can't do that because you can't, but we can. We can go out and find a house. I'm just making up numbers right now. These specific numbers are not relevant, but it's just to give you an easy set of numbers to pencil your brain to while listening to the radio. But I can go out and find a $200,000 after repaired value house. What is after repaired value? If we bought it and we fixed it up, it would be worth $200,000. I can find that house for as low as $100,000 and be able to buy it for $100,000 because it's destroyed, needs work. Means it'll save $50,000 worth of work. So if I buy it for $100,000 and I put $50,000 into it, I own it for $150,000. After all the work is done, my $150,000 house is now worth $200,000. So that's an incredible thing that you cannot do in the stock market at all, period. That's just something you just can't go buy captured equity like that. What makes it even more interesting is if you use hard money lenders, I can borrow up to 75% of the purchase price and repair costs, 75% of the after repaired value. So if the after repaired value is $200,000, I can borrow $150,000. So I can borrow the money to buy the place and the money to do the rehab up until a point where it's no more than 150% of the after repaired value. If the repairs were more than that, I'd have to put some money in myself. Closing costs I'd have to put in myself, et cetera. But the bottom line is for a very small amount of pocket money, and let's just say 10 or 20,000 bucks out of pocket, 30,000 out of pocket, we might capture anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 equity. And if you got $20,000 out of pocket and you capture $20,000 with equity, you just made 100% return. Doesn't take you very long making 100% return on stuff like this before you've built up a pretty good portfolio. Now, the money is all buried in the houses because there's equity in the houses. So you have to wait some point in time, over a year, because you don't want to pay taxes on it. You keep it as a rental property for at least a year. 2 years is probably preferable. And then you turn around and you can sell the property and do a 1031 exchange and pull all that equity out. You buy four or five houses over that first 2 years while you're waiting, sell the whole lot, pull out $50,000 at times five is $250,000, and now you have enough money to go buy an apartment complex. And you're ready to start with your first small apartment complex. But you can't do that with the stock market. You go out there, you can't leverage it, first of all, so you can't go borrow the $150,000 to buy the rental property. We're borrowing that money. You'd have to come up with $150,000, which you don't have. Maybe you do have, but if you used it, it'd be everything you have. You're done. And in the stock market, in the IRAs, the 401ks, all these other annuities, you can't buy equity. Annuities, you can't do it either. When you're buying your own personal residence, you're probably paying market price for it. You're not getting it for a steal. This is the kind of thing that creates wealth at a much faster pace. Now, all the other things are important too. Cash flow, appreciation, tax advantages, right? Leverage, long-term security, diversification, equity building, mortgage reduction. All these things are important, but that ability to be able to capture those large chunks of equity, those are really important. And we do it in a different way of apartments. We buy the properties, we fix them up and make them worth more money. So that's what we do. And that's why this thing is so much more productive. You need to learn how to do this. You need to get started. 35 years I've been doing this. This is day one after 35 years. This is 35 years and one. And you are now need to be a part of the next group of people. They're going to be part of 36 years. Get in here, get started. And if you want to get involved, just text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007 and get yourself a free workshop on how to do this and also get yourself a discount that we have available for you at that text. If you text radio to 88007. And remember, as you get involved in this, this is a journey. Wherever you can afford to start, you start there. Don't worry about where you're starting. Worry about where you want to end up. Start somewhere. Continue the process. And 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever year from now, you should be doing better than you were doing the year before. I am working on year 36, right? I just finished 35 years. It's over. Last month, boom, gone. Today is year 35 plus one, or the first year of 36 years of doing this. Why not get started? Get started now. So when you grow older, right? When I was 18, 19, 20, 21, 25, 30, 35, I retired at 34 years of age. By the time I was 40, I was very wealthy. By the time I was 50, even better. Get started now. Text the word radio to 88007. And remember always, as you get into this process, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.